American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
5 days after a failed assassination attempt, Donald Trump accepted his party's nomination for the White House in a 92-minute address in Milwaukee. With continuing live team coverage of the Republican National Convention, WOKV political analyst Rick Mullaney from the JU Public Policy Institute. This is the first time we've heard former President Trump since the assassination attempt. How did he deliver that message, and how was it received, not just by Republicans, but perhaps for those who have not been Trump supporters previously?
Well, good morning, Rich, and it's great being with you. And make no mistake, this was the culmination of this convention, and this has been an extraordinary convention, and I think it's been elevated by the assassination attempt a week ago. This is a very united Republican Party, and you saw that in the speeches. Very high emotion during this week, and some very compelling testimonials from everyday citizens. A whole variety of ways. But this all led up to last night. Very highly anticipated speech. I think he got off to a very, very good start, which would receive not only in that convention hall, but everywhere across the country. And that is when he talked about the assassination attempt itself, the details of that day, his gratitude towards the Secret Service, highlighting and really highlighting the firefighter who died and the two that were seriously injured, mentioning that he had talked to those two that very day. From there, Rich, the speech changed a little bit. It morphed. He was calm. He was more nonpartisan. He had some very good moments in that speech. He called for unity. But there were also moments in that speech where he reverted to that sort of grievance style that some have talked about, very derogatory towards Nancy Pelosi. He brought up the 2020 election. He brought up the weaponization of the Justice Department. But in answer to your question, I think he advanced the cause. Although the speech, in my judgment, was far too long and rambled at times, it was very well received for his audience, and I think he advanced the cause and highlighting what was, for the Republicans, a very good convention.
You know, one of the things that stuck with me in listening to some of the coverage in advance was this is probably the first time, and it's certainly the first time for the two prior conventions where Trump has been the nominee, where his where he is standing there addressing delegates and the nation as the true front runner. So in some ways, it was don't do any harm. Did he do any harm?
I don't know about that. I thought I think he advanced his cause. And make no mistake, this was historic. Other than Richard Nixon, he's the only Republican ever to be nominated three times by the Republican Party. And this convention and this speech was very different from 2016. In 2016, you may famously remember, of course, that Ted Cruz didn't even endorse him at the end of that speech, and it was still begrudging at that convention. 2020 was COVID, and he was the incumbent. Donald Trump, I believe, is much more comfortable as the challenger. He's much more comfortable advocating for change than trying to defend his record. And as far as doing harm, I'm not so sure. I think he hit very hard on immigration, which is a winning policy issue for him, very hard on inflation, which is a winning argument for him. And he talked a lot about energy policy, drill baby drill, as he put it, and how he wants to transform the energy sector to lower prices and, of course, economically. So in the end, if the election were today, obviously I think it'd be advantage Republicans and Donald Trump, but the election is 3.5 months away, and obviously we don't know what's going to happen on the Democratic side, and there is the potential for them to rally around whoever is going to be the nominee. At this point, it's highly doubtful it's going to be Joe Biden. That is trending away from him, but I expect this could very well end up being a very competitive race in the end, although at the end of this week, this was a great week for Donald Trump and the Republican Party.
The optics, and we were talking about this off the air, the optics of a strong former President Trump bandaged after nearly being killed by an assassin's bullet, and a weakened and ill President Biden, who is at his Delaware Beach home with COVID and coming off Air Force One and moving very slowly. The optics of that mean so much. Does Biden get out by the end of the weekend?
It's a potential for that to happen, but optics do matter and words do matter. in the words of Van Jones on CNN, for example, he said their guy, remember, he's a Democrat, he says Donald Trump dodges an assassin's bullet and he's at this convention and our guy has COVID and he's flying back to D.C. and optics do matter. And you can say that one is 78 and the other is 81, but Donald Trump does demonstrate energy and vigor and passion. And you have not been, unfortunately, for Joe Biden, who's had a 50-plus year career in public service that should be honored on both sides of the aisle. Father Time has caught up with Joe Biden in the eyes of many, and I think that's true. And so the optics and the wording does matter, and I do think it is possible you could see something as early as this weekend.
Hey, I hadn't had much of a chance to talk to you since the assassination attempt. Do you see, and I know you're not in like law enforcement, but from a political standpoint, do you see that the campaign trail for the Biden-Vance team will double down on these public rallies outdoor and basically stick it to whomever it is sticking it to? Like, we will not be afraid to be out there, as Trump lauded all of the people who were at the rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday for not fleeing and running and scurrying, standing up and fight. Do you see them thumbing their nose at this and saying, we're going to continue to do it?
What do you mean, Rich?
Like holding outdoor rallies going forward. Do you see that the Trump-Vance team will actually double down and want to do that?
Oh, I certainly expect it's part of their bread and butter. It's who they are. I expect heightened security. I expect greater precautions. There'll be a lot of soul searching and review as a result of what happened here. But I do expect those rallies to continue on the Trump side. And there'll be rallies on the Biden side, the Democratic nominee side, but with a far different approach than what you saw last Saturday.
Yeah. All right. So as the RNC closes, I guess the end of the day, the brief answer is advantage Trump, advantage Republicans?
That is the short. As we sit here today, it is clearly advantaged Donald Trump and clearly advantaged Republican Party. The Democratic Party right now is fractured. It's in a little bit of disarray. They're trying to find their footing, and they're fractured over one fundamental issue, and that is who's going to be their nominee. And there is pressure from all sides. You can see it in Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the Obamas, the Clintons. The word is that there is that dam is breaking. There's an overwhelming effort to try to make a change. There is the potential for the Democrats, and I think it's even likely that when they make that change, there'll be a rallying effect. And you could very well see this morph. Remember, their convention starts August 19th. Before then, they're supposed to have a nominee. We'll see if it's an open convention or not. The inside track is with Kamala Harris. But however this ticket is, it's going to be a younger ticket, a more vigorous ticket, and I expect you'll see a rallying effect around whoever's going to be the Democratic nominee, and then the race will be on towards November.
WOKV political analyst Rick Mullaney with the JU Public Policy Institute. Team coverage of You Decide 2024 continues a special hour of Jacksonville's Morning News starting at 9 o'clock. Good morning. It's 8:19.